At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock in Bayou City. All right, it's time for a star leaderboard update. All right, looking at the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division, still hanging in there with two tags. There needs to be eight more caught. But Gary Merchant of Houston, Nate Appella of Hallettsville with the two red tags and the blue tag division. And that's for the transport boat Mercury Coastline Package. Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson, Mitchell Mays of Georgetown, Robbie Pratt of Spring, Texas, Brian Cook of Dripping Springs, and Alfred Williams of Bay City. That's your five in the blue tag division. And then getting over to the inshore division, sheephead leader Eric Harper with a 9-pound, 10-ounce sheephead, and gafftop leader Cherie Andrada of Crosby, 6 pounds, 14 ounces. And Jason Smith of Sour Lake is leading in the black drum division, 15 pounds, 10 ounces. And Hoff Power offshore division, all right, first up, Kingfish, Leslie Maben of Groesbeck, 51 pounds, 4 ounces. That's a good one. And Dorado, 20-pound minimum, Cameron Hubner of Fulcher has a 37-pound, 3-ounce Dorado. And new leader in the lean cobia division, Cody Milton of Corpus. He weighed that in at Fisherman's Wharf, a 93-pound, 5-ounce lean. That will be tough to beat. And Red Snapper, 20-pound minimum, Joseph Hansen still hanging in there. He's from Rocheron, Texas, 25 pounds, 8 ounces. So there's your star tournament leaderboard update. All right, let's go over to Lake Houston now and check in with our good friend John Littleton to see what's going on in his neck of the woods. Good morning, John. What's up?
Hey, good morning, sir. Man, that sounded like some pretty good fish being caught, in that star tournament.
It's a couple of really nice fish in there.
Yeah.
They're all nice if they're winners, every one of them.
Oh,
good prizes.
Yeah. Yeah, I I don't know, man. I'd be out there every weekend trying to catch them if I was doing that. But, somebody's got to win.
Yes, and you can't win if you don't enter.
Caught. Yeah, I hope they all get caught, I guess they do. I don't know. I mean, I don't saltwater fish, but I guess they all get all the tag fish. But maybe
usually not in a tournament. That's, when you have as vast of waterways as we do on the Texas Gulf Coast, 120 tagged fish, they go a long way. There's very few caught.
Yeah. Maybe we ought to do that out here at Lake Houston and, put a bass, a crappie, a catfish.
They used to do that up there at Lake Livingston. Harry Detant there out of Penwall Marina, they had that crappie-thon, they called it back in the day. And they'd
Okay.
Have you know, big crappie division and all that. And plus they had tagged ones out there for certain prizes. And it was a pretty fun deal. I don't know why they don't bring that back.
Yeah, they still have a crappie tournament out, or two out at Lake Houston, and a catfish tournament out at Lake Houston. They do that. So, yeah, but, man, you know, fishing's been all right. I'll tell you, the white bass has really picked up. You know, I'm hearing some good catches on them. I might try to ease out there tomorrow morning, all to mid-morning or so. I got honeydews to do this weekend, but I have some time tomorrow morning, but you know, I'd like to get out there and get me, you know, 15 or 20 or so, and put me a couple bags in the freezer at least. You know, those are good eating. But I was hearing Brian talking about that tournament, you know, man, that is a marathon, you know. And we used to do one at Conroe. We would start on Saturday afternoon at 6 o'clock, and we'd fish till midnight, and you had to come to weigh-in because basically, you know, you're fishing 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. But we'd have a weigh-in at midnight, then we'd take off again at 1 o'clock, and you'd fish till 9 o'clock Sunday morning. And, man, I used to try to find me after that 12 o'clock weigh-in, I'd try to find me a boat slip somewhere close by and slip in there and take me a nap.
Pop a nap.
Unless I was on something, but usually I wasn't. You know, you could chase them lights around Conroe at night and, you know, catch a few fish. But, you know, it's all good. But I don't know, but that 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Woo, that's a chore right there, buddy. Yeah, but no, everything's been pretty good. Thursday night tournaments, they're catching a few fish. I think they do them every couple weeks. There wasn't one last night, but you know, you get 3 hours to fish, and then you know it's you know, they're weighing in three fish. It, usually they're, you know, 8, 9, 10 pounds. They had 1190 something weighed in the other day, three fish. So, you know, that was good. You can find.
Yeah, it's darn near a 4 pound average.
Yeah, you can find your little stretch of pads, you know, and at night, and, you know, just throw you a frog, or if you can, if the pads aren't too thick, I like to throw a buzz bait, or I'll throw my old good old buddy Lonnie Stanley frog, you know, ribbit frog, you know. But I like to throw that and just, you know, swim a little bit slower, you know, across them pads or right around the edge, you know, them pads. And, you know, I found, a lot of people don't do it, but I do. Whenever I hook up that, you know, that ribbit hook, I take, you know, my pliers and bend those hooks up a little bit to help with the hookup ratio.
Oh, yeah, the way they lay on top of that frog's back.
Yeah. Now, yeah, I get, you know, I'll get hung up a little bit more, you know, in those pads, but you can rip it out. But I'm throwing that on 50-pound braid. So, you know, you get a good fish on, you want to make sure you can get it out. We were talking the other day about that, you know, and the guy lost a really good fish. You know, it's 5 or 6 pounds. And I asked him, I said, well, you know, what were you throwing? He was throwing a buzz bait. But he said, yeah, it got down those pads and I couldn't get it out. And it ended up breaking me off. And I said, well, you broke that off with braid? And he goes, no, I was throwing fluorocarbon.
No,
you can't do that, you know. So you'll get your heart broke and lose a check, you know. So, yeah, but, you know, that's how it is. It's fishing. So the water's in good shape, Mickey. I mean, you know, the water's it's almost as clean as I've seen it, you know, all year. So, you know, with this, but the water temp is, man, you like sushi, you can just pull them out of the water and clean them up and bring you some whatever goes with sushi and eat it. But yeah, that water's a little warm, a little bit
warm.
Yeah,
it is. It's hot.
I'm sure I've been busy all week, and hey, I got to go catch Astros game Wednesday, and man, that was a good game. They won that one 9-1. It was a day game, and
yeah, our bats finally woke up.
Yeah, I know.
That's something. How you got all that talent, and when they just go cold, they go cold. There's nothing you can do about it. Just keep swinging. And they'll wake up.
Yeah, I mean,
here we go. Oh, man, where these guys been? That's baseball.
It happens to us too, Mickey. Fishing. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's the same way with fishing. Hey, it's but the best thing about fishing slumps is coming out of them, man. That one stellar day.
There you go.
A few bad days, you know, slow days where you got to grind like crazy, and all of a sudden, man, it's like everywhere you stop, they're eating like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to my partner, well, my older partner that him and I used to fish together all the time, and he took off a year this year, so I'm fishing with somebody else. Mm-hmm. But he called me this week, and he had sold his boat, and he's waiting for a new boat. And well, I think he always buys a pro's boat. He's waiting for Jordan Lee to finish up his series, and then I think he's going to buy his boat. But anyhow, we were talking, and you know, it just, I don't know, we get in those slumps, and we used to get in them and come out of them, and you know, how many times have we came in second or right out of the money, you know,
right,
sixth or seventh, you know? And it's just, you know, you get in that little slump area, and hey, it's kind of hard to come out of sometime. You can go out there and catch a limited fish, but you know, we mainly just tournament fish. We don't just go out and fish a lot.
And, well, it gets in your head, you know, and then the more it's in your head, the more you press and the more mistakes you make. And it, I don't know, man, been there. I've done that. That hurts.
We're back to fishing, you know, it's so hot, and, you know, fish care is real important. We try not to kill our fish or let them die, and, you know, this time of year is so hot, so we're down to, you know, a couple of tournaments a month, and it just, I don't know. I was telling him, I said, well, me and my other partner, we're going to have to try to find, you know, we know where to go. It's just, we're catching fish. It just, we're catching 2-pounders. Mm-hmm. And then you get to weigh in with 10, 12 pounds, and that don't cut it. You know, I mean, you'll finish 7th, 8th, 9th, you know, stuff like that. So, but it's all good. We'll get back there and catch them up, you know, and it is... It's a struggle sometimes. It's a wear on your body, too. You know, that heat is tough out there. But I would hate to, you know, I feel for you guys being a guide out there and, you know, all day or, you know, 7, 8, 9 hours a day, you know, with a customer. And, hey, you got to do that, you know, but I've been there, done that. You know, it's not that fun, but
it's not too bad if you're catching fish, but if it's slow and the old doldrums set in, it's not fun then.
Yeah.
Life is better when you're setting the hook, baby. It's always better.
Oh, I know it. You know, I mean, we go out, we have a good day, you know, we'll catch 25 fish, you know, but, you know, it's just a slow grind, you know. Took the grandkids up to the deer lease last weekend, and you know, we were out there you know, in the pond, and it, oh my God, I don't know how many those big old you know, brim, you know, we caught, and, you know, we just catch them and throw them back in, and, you know, those kids, you know, love that. But, you know, what you don't want, especially with a guide, and, you know, you just don't want to get out there and not be catching a whole lot, and they're going to get bored and ready to go, and then they don't want to go again, and, you know, so, but.
So true.
Kids had a ball.
All right, John.
Spinner motor throwing a little bit, so we're getting ready. We're good to go.
Yep. All right, buddy. Well, hey, I got to run. Somebody wants to give you a call, give them a number, my friend.
Oh, yeah, sure. They can always call me on my cell, 281-222-8544.
All right.
Shoot me a text or give me a call.
Get out there and beat the heat. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
We'll see you, John.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
Later. All right.
You too.
Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today, and if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team with over 100 years of combined experience is here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City. Check in with our good friend Dave Fremont, Boyd's One Stop, and the Texas City Dyke. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
How are you?
Doing just fine. Y'all sound like you got it going on. Your producer sounded chipper when he called me, and y'all got it all straightened out.
I think Jace is kind of, he's fired up over the draft yesterday and, you know, final trade deadline, I might say.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think about getting old Correa back?
Well, I guess it's okay. I like him. He's a great ball player, but we traded and got a third baseman, you know, with Urias, and then that came, and I go, well, I guess they'll stick him over to second and put Correa on third. I don't know. That's out of my pay grade. That's why I'm a fisherman and not a general manager.
Yeah.
Hope it all works out.
Yeah. It's like you mentioned just a little while ago. That's baseball. That's fishing. It is what it is in terms of you can't figure it out. The bats go cold or the pitchers get hot. I don't know which one it is. I've heard some of them pitchers say whenever they threw a one-hitter or two-hitter or whatever, it said, hey, I didn't pitch any different than I ever do. It just happened. You know, it's the way it is. And then some of those guys will have four or five hit nights, and they can't figure it out either. I say, well, hey, we just hit them where they ain't, and then we have a good day.
That helps to have a baseball with seeing eyes and find all the gaps.
Yeah.
Man, you can be hitting the ball on the screws. If you don't put it in the slots, it just somebody's standing there waiting on it. That's the way it works,
yeah.
Man.
Well, it's been a strange year, and I'll say it. Before the season started, I'm telling you, I figured if they played 500 ball, it would be a blessing.
I've enjoyed it for what we've had.
Yeah.
I mean, what do we got, 17 or 18 on the IL? I mean, that's just unheard of. It's crazy.
We got a whole baseball team sitting there watching the games with us.
Well, and a bench. The whole team,
yeah.
and a bench.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But, it is. It's fun.
It's been entertaining. I just didn't think they would. I thought we was going to have a miserable season, but they've proved me wrong so far.
How would you like to be right in the lineup every day like a spotter, you know, trying to fit everybody into the right place and just, hey.
Yeah, forget about it.
That's what they get the big bucks for, buddy.
I guess so, Captain. I guess so. Well, I'm sitting out here, right out here at the very end of the dike. I mean, if I go any further, I'm gonna get wet if I go any further. This is it. This is it. But it's one of my favorite spots, Mickey. It don't take a whole lot to please me. I can sit out here and just about enjoy, whether it's nighttime or daytime. Just give me a big old apple, something to eat, and sit here with a pair of binoculars, and I can take care of myself quite well out here. It's really, really nice. Some mornings are even better than others. Right now, it's a balmy 86 degrees.
Yep.
And yesterday, no, it was day before, I guess it was. Anyway, you know, we talk about how we lose track of days, but you didn't have to tell me it was 100 degrees. I mean, when I come out of that car and was heading into Kroger to get what I needed, that it hit me, and I knew right then, man, it's at least 100. And it was. I think that Lake City either recorded 100 or 101. So, man, that was it. And so, but here we are. Hey, man, we got August right on us. So that's the way it's going to be. We've had some summers here recently that's been a whole lot worse than this one so far.
Well, so, you know, we think, well, August is here, fall's right around the corner, but not really, not where we live down here. It fall's usually November for us around Thanksgiving. I mean, we've seen some really hot Octobers in the past, too. So
I'm telling you.
We're just now into it.
We've lived long enough to see some pretty good weather pattern changes, because I can remember playing football in October around Halloween and being cold, Mickey. I mean, really cold around Halloween. But those days, that cycle's pretty much gone for a while. I don't know whether we'll see it come back in our lifetime or not. Don't really matter. But we've been experiencing some hot ones, but we have some good days mixed in, and we're thankful for that. Like you mentioned, just a couple mornings ago, it was darn right delightful.
Wasn't
being
nice?
In the late stages.
Man,
yeah.
I got up early and went outside, and I'm going, man, it's nice out here this morning.
Yeah, it was.
Should have went fishing.
Should have.
I wanted to, but I couldn't get anybody to go with me, so I just laid low.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't hurt to take a break either, but, man, talk about break. Mickey, my wife's 16-year-old Maltese, we talked about it, passed away here several months ago.
I put my dog down, too. She passed.
Yeah,
I think they were about the same time, weren't they? Yeah.
It was. We talked about that. And my wife and I, we sat on that couch and talked about how we're not going to get another one. We're too old. We're not going to do
it. I've heard that before.
We went through all of the reasons not to. Well, we got one. We got another one. We got one.
Good for you.
and Mickey, this little Maltese is a 2.5-pound Tasmanian devil.
Oh,
I mean, this thing is bouncing, and you reach down to pet it, and it's like being blindfolded and reaching into grandma's old knitting box. You get a handful of pins and needles. I mean,
yeah, those spiny
teeth.
Little baby teeth, man,
good
they're nasty.
Grief. Oh, man, I tell you. And we go, we just look at each other now on the couch, and we'll laugh about this dog will be in between us just going nuts, and we'll say, what did we do? But we both agree, man, already we love that dog so much, we'd do it right again, knowing full well what we're up against. But it was really nice to get away this morning long enough to come out here and get away from that biting little old I don't care, anybody can throw anything they want at me. I went through the Boyd's a while ago.
Honey, I'm going to the dike and Boyd's. I can't handle this dog anymore. I got to go.
Oh, man. We love that little thing, but good grief, man. When you're in the late stages of life, like you say, we're in the last 2-minute warning. We're already in the 10th inning and we're on second base. They stuck us on second base after like T-ball, but
yeah,
we're it. This is it. But we're enjoying it. We'll get through the bite, little old needle biting stage. It'll be a fine little pup. We already love her. But anyway, Mickey, shoot. Nobody wants to hear about all that. Boyd's One Stop's got a bunch of live shrimp. They got a
good.
We had a good hatch come through recently, and they were a little small, but they transition quickly, and the shrimpers go into different spots and find different pockets and different sizes. And yesterday, they filled up every one of our tanks. I think we had at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5 of our bait tanks that was jam-packed full in great shape with live shrimp. And then we got a whole bunch of them old slimy powerhouse croakers as well. So we got all geared up for the weekend, and they'll go fast. I know when I went back by there this morning, had went yesterday and saw all of them pile up, and then this morning, one of the tanks was already down. They had moved over what little bit of bait was in it over to the other ones, but they still got at least 4 tanks that are full. So we got today covered and in good shape in that regards. Things have just about come to a halt on crawfish, and it's time to take a break. But we had couple sacks yesterday. We had a couple sacks,
really?
And cooked them up for the folks. Had some of them over in Santa Fe at the food trailer, and then we had some at the grill. You just never know. We've got business over in Louisiana. We got things going on, so if we've got a truck that's running from here to there, and a farmer says, "Hey, we we run a few traps and we got a few sacks if you're interested. And Jason said, bring them on.
Bring them on, baby.
I said, Jason will go, if I can't sell them, I'll eat them myself. He is a crawfish eating machine.
I'm telling you, Jason Coburn is.
Good grief, man. He's like me on watermelon. I mean, he's just all on it. But anyway, things are looking good there. The grill's cooking up a bunch of stuff, Mickey, and we're stocked up and looking pretty good. So, the conditions are good out here.
Just had a text come in for you. How about your crab? You got any ones? Some good ones? Grade A's?
I'll tell you what. I'm not going to lie. I didn't even look. I walked right through there and didn't look at the crabs. But we've had a pretty good supply of them. But what I'll do is I'll take a peek, and if we've got them, I'll post it up on Facebook here and just for that caller on our Boys One Stop page. But they can call that 409-945-4001 and punch the right button, and you can actually get in there and talk to one of those fine folks. And they weren't stacked up too bad, so they'd be able to help you out and give you a fresh idea on where we're at on number one crabs. But we've been doing good. The food trailer and the grill have been cooking them up. They've been frying them up with that barbecue seasoning, and a lot of folks have been enjoying them. And then they've been boiling some up with the Rosy Joes and the Swamp Fire recipe that we use on crawfish. So you got to try some of them big old number one or number twos. A lot of times I like to eat the number two blue crabs because you get a few more of them. You get a little more crust on them, a little more stuff to smash around and eat, but everybody's got their own deal. But yeah, looking good, Mickey. As far as our fishing report, man, it's been slow. I haven't heard much. I'm not going to fib to you, but I'll tell you there, all the conditions are right. You mentioned about a late bite. I believe that's been it too. I have heard a soul or two tell me that. They don't tell me too much anymore. They say I talk too much, but they're catching some trout. They're catching some out there, believe me, around just past Mosquito Island, along Skyline driving in on around to the floodgate. A lot of it's still early morning and late evening for those areas over there. But anyway, that's my story, Mickey. I'm sticking to it, and it's great, Dave, to be alive.
Well, hey, you have a great weekend. Somebody wants to call down to Boyd's, give them some info how they can get in touch with somebody down there and get on with it.
Yeah, just come on down and see us, and we'll guide you right on out here to the dike. It's easy enough to find. It's a straight shot. 409-945-4001, 22, what is it, 227 Dike Road? I don't know the address. I
don't
know.
That's it. You nailed it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Captain. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Enjoy that new pup, man. Y'all have fun with it.
God bless.
Later, man. All right.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. That's Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop in Texas City. All right. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back. Good morning and welcome back.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Outdoor Show, it's 5:37 here in the Bayou City. Let's go down to G-Town Way and check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
What's up?
Oh, just going through the motions.
Yeah.
Fixing to punch the time clock. Fixing to punch in here in a minute.
The duckling man.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that
now
was
fishing.
Pulvis tree duck, little Mexican squealer in the water yesterday.
Yeah.
Trying to get in your boat. That was funny. You sent me that video. I was cracking up.
Yeah, we're trying to catch reds. And
well, if there had been some big reds in there, that would have been a nice topwater for one.
That's what we were talking about. And this duckling, it just following us. I mean, literally, it wanted in the boat. It didn't know. It's probably less than a day old. This thing was,
It's a little tiny duck, man. I couldn't believe it.
Palm of your hand, but yeah, it's one of those black-bellied whistling ducks. But I guess that storm that blew through yesterday, maybe it got displaced in it or something. But I don't know. Man, it's raining right now.
Oh,
where the
hell
really? Did this come from?
Man,
yeah,
I hadn't looked at radar in about an hour. That stuff was well offshore earlier. What's going on here? Let's see what we got.
Like yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I see a little light shower there.
Yeah, but yesterday, that was kind of crazy. That stuff blew through. That was a pretty big line of crap that blew through
yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Had a lot of lightning in it.
Got one coming right down the middle of Trinity Bay right now, and it's not even going to touch my house.
Man.
That big one yesterday morning, it split and went north and south of me. I can't get any rain. Well, that's why I live on Umbrella Point. They named that right.
You'll get it sooner or later. You'll probably get it all at once.
I'll take it. I never thought I'd say that after as wet as it was all spring and early summer. But I'll take it.
I noticed this morning they had the Lake Livingston Dam down. The lowest I've seen it. Like,
oh, yeah.
1,400 CFS or something, yeah.
Yeah.
But no fishing. It's pretty much, you know, when you pull up to McDonald's through the drive-thru and you can order like a six, you can get like a six piece McNugget or a 10 piece or a 20 piece. It's pretty much the same right now. You just go kind of place your order. It's easy.
Yeah, I bet.
It's a cakewalk. No, actually it's the opposite. It's really tough right now. It's been a grind. I mean, we're catching fish every day, but it's really been, especially the last 2 days, the bite just got later and later. Like yesterday, we had a couple guys, we had two trout, that's it, at like 11 o'clock. And,
dang.
I knew the tide was you know, tides are weak. We had a west wind, and we had to run from that storm for a little bit too. We lost by an hour, and I went back to an area where I've been catching some fish, and I know how many fish are there, and they were popping slicks. We could see them, but I told the guys, I said, man, when that tide, if it does what it's supposed to do and starts going out, these fish should keep right when it flips, because that's just what our fish do.
Right.
Excuse me. That's what they've always done in this bay, and they always will. They love the tide changes. Our trout love that. And, man, the tide changed, and it was just like it happened so fast.
Right.
But it was like this little teaser run. I mean, you think it's just going to go crazy and you catch four or five and then it just stops. And what they were doing is they never really fed. And this is everywhere we went, and we covered a lot of water yesterday. We caught a few fish everywhere we went, but what they were doing is they were just kind of milling around and, you know, burping up these slicks. You know, when they get in a frenzy, they'll get in one spot and they'll just go to town. You put the hook out on them and it's every cast. But when they're not feeding, when they're in that negative feed and they're just kind of milling around, swimming around, burping up shad and showing you that they're there, but they're not really staying in one place. They're staying in one area. And you really just have to stay on the trolling motor and follow around these slicks and you just beat on them, just cast after cast after cast. And you really have to have the right guys to do it. And luckily I've had a couple of days this week where I had the right guys, but it's different kind of fishing. It's just not lock and load, you know, eat your Joe coat off type stuff.
Yeah.
But yesterday was the only decent day I had this week. And it wasn't even great. You know, we caught 16 or 17 legal fish, you know, that's it. And, biggest one was like 19 and a half.
Right.
And, we did pull off trout. We went red fishing for a couple of hours and caught a few more trout. And then, I did hook two reds and lost them both. You hook them and they just like the trout were doing yesterday. It'd swim right at you, Mach 1. And,
uh-huh.
I mean, it was hard to catch up with these fish. It was crazy. But, but yesterday was the best day I had. I think day before that, Lance and Brett had eight trout and a flounder. I mean, you know, I had another 9 or 10 fish day. Now those are the legal fish, you know, catch some little ones. But
right.
Of course, we came in at 11:30.
You're like me. I don't even count those. I don't even
no,
I don't
but
even register.
But I don't. But it just it's I do make little notes, and because I. You know, you have your slow days and your better days, and always when you're catching them, you want to know why you're catching them. When you're not catching them, you want to know why you're not catching them. And so I make little notes and stuff. And the common theme really right now on the slower days is weak tides.
Yeah.
Weak tides, westerly winds, and bath water. 87
right.
to 89.
Now water gets
water.
Hot like this. I mean, you got to have current from the deep, that cool current.
Mm-hmm.
And it excites the fish.
Yep, yep. And really.
And the bait fish. It has a lot to do with even the bait fish. They go for the cool currents, too. They need it.
Right.
Need that oxygen.
And that's what I was going to say yesterday, last couple of days. The bait just wasn't up. It was there. It just wasn't on the surface. Nothing was active. Everything was just real docile, you know.
Right.
And we had to go back to that stupid straight retrieve. I mean. The jigging thing is just not working. You had to flatline it and just crawl it. And man, that's a hard way to fish. And then your line just gets tight. It's not even really a bite. I mean, we did when they
don't
tried
get the thump or anything like that.
Right.
I guess if you want that thump, you got to go to croaker fishing this time of year.
Yeah, man, I love that croaker thump. It's hard to beat. But.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Hey, I've done it. I've croaker fished 20 years ago.
We all have.
And it actually, It actually is fun, man, when they thump. I do remember that.
I can remember
Dredge and Croker on Dollar Reef and just getting slammed, man, and having to hit the release button on your reel, let them run for a minute, you know, and shut the hook. But anyway, that was I'm going to get some Croker this weekend, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you need slab top boards and just load up, man. Get you about 12 dozen of them.
Yeah.
$120 bucks. Go get you three-piece.
But no, the fish are still where they are. Everywhere I'm fishing, there's plenty of fish.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable to me how when these daggum things don't want to eat, it just gets so locked up. It's crazy.
Small.
You know, and we've got all the right tools and the right lures and all the state-of-the-art stuff to find them and make them eat, and you still can't make them eat sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just very, very frustrating. But, you know, you got to have the right guys. Like yesterday, the last couple of days, you know, like yesterday, I had Chris Bridges and his dad, Gary, and they just go fishing. We just go fishing.
Sure.
There's no pressure. There's no, when are we going to get, you know, our limited trout? After that, let's go get reds. You know, it's none of this McDonald's place your order stuff that I absolutely despise of. And it's just go fishing, you know, just go have fun. And it's funny how when you get those kinds of crews, it's like Lance and Brett the day before, you catch, you do good, you know, you just, because you're fishing, you're having fun. But man, you get the wrong folks and say their skill level's not really up to par and their expectations are through the roof and the conditions are tough. And that's when it gets in your head as a fishing guide a little bit. And you actually, then it messes you up and you'll start pressing, you know, like a hitter in a slump swinging at bad pitches. You'll start doing stupid stuff that you wouldn't normally do and go in areas you wouldn't normally go because that trust factor just isn't there.
Right.
Of having your regular clients on the boat. But it's amazing, you know, we're talking about a stupid fish. But it's amazing how much of this stuff is mental, just like golf, just like a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. It's like when you get in a slump. I remember 3 or 4 years ago, maybe longer, I don't know, I was in a fishing slump from hell. I could not get out of it. But I was pressing, you know, I was making so many of the wrong moves trying to make stuff happen that just wasn't going to happen. And, But overall, it's not still not bad fishing for, I mean, here we are late July. Well, I guess today's August, right?
August 1st. Yeah. We're in August. Dog days of summer.
Yeah. Hard to believe, but the water looks beautiful everywhere. I mean, early in the morning, it's kind of murky in some areas. It started up from that, I guess that early morning, I guess, incoming tide or something,
well,
or maybe the west.
Plus,
west
we get wind
on top
during
of it.
The night, you know.
Yeah,
stirs it up a little bit. Tommy and I were talking about that earlier. You know, while we're sleeping,
really?
The wind comes up, and yeah, mm-hmm. I see it best because I get up at 2, and it's pretty puffy. And then as I get to the studio, it keeps coming down on the wind gauges.
Yeah, I had something happen to me a couple of days ago that's never happened in my life. You know, we have these dolphins that are always around the boat, especially mm-hmm. if you're in an area where there's a lot of trout. Let me tell this guy he can go around me. And I've got a trout. I don't even know how big this trout was. It wasn't that big. But I've got him at the side of the boat, and a dolphin, a big, big, big dolphin, eats this trout. I've had him eat my trout before, but they always eat it just right, pull it off the jig head, off the
right.
hook, you know. This one ate the whole shooting match. He ate everything. And
goodness.
I have never seen line leave my reel so fast in my entire life. And this thing is just, I mean, it took off towards Freeport. I mean,
That's like hooking a freight train, man. There's nothing you can do about it except watch all your line leave. That's crazy.
It was crazy, and it was jumping out of the water like SeaWorld. It was something to watch, but... And I finally got my thumb on it enough to tighten the drag down where I could break it. And luckily, it broke off right at the bottom of the of the leader. I didn't lose anything. You can go if you're ready. Okay. But this guy's going to be a while, I think, anyway. But anyway, that was kind of crazy. Never had that happen before.
Well, the only time I've seen a dolphin, you know, hooked was Tim Young hooked one. We were tarpon fishing, and we were out of the pass, and it was him and I and Daryl and Dana. We were all fishing together, and that 6-aught reel was spooled. Man, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. I mean,
oh yeah,
that big old dolphin jumped out of the water and made a big old squealing noise. And every dolphin around the boat that was there, we were fishing a shrimp boat that was tied up, had tarpon and dolphin all around it, and they all left. They took off for Cuba. That was probably the craziest thing I'd ever seen.
Did he actually hook the – did he foul
he
the
hooked
dolphin?
It, yeah, no, it took his bait. It ate his bait and took off.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because normally they're smarter than that.
Yeah.
Ma'am. Yeah. But everything on soft plastics again this week. Nothing new on that deal.
Right.
Kind of boring when you're talking to me about lures. It sounds the same every week, but it's...
Well, you got to throw what catches them, and it's hard to beat a soft plastic bait, especially this time of year. I mean, if you're fishing artificials.
Yeah, I will say this. The conventional 8th ounce versus the Pro Elite. The Pro Elites and the 16th ounces just aren't really getting it done right now. It's eight. And I even had a guy. Yep, I had a guy throwing a quarter the other day, and he put a pretty good whooping on him. But and a lot of it has to do with the deep water and the salinity. You know, the salinity higher, so everything's sinking slower.
I hate to interrupt you, but I got to go.
Oh,
man.
You're good.
I'm up on it already. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come with you.
All right, 409-256-7937.
All right, Captain. Eat them up today. See you, man.
All right, Cap. All right.
Later. All right, Cap. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.